So now that we established what's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so we're moving on. So that's the easier part of Erevin. As hard as that was, that's the easier part. So now we finished, we determined that if there's less than 600,000 people, so now you have a ability for sure to make a Erev with Tzuris HaPesach, which, as we said, the wires and the poles, and we didn't get into that yet. So the question is can you make an Erev with wires and poles, and how do you do that? With the lamp posts that you have, it's a lot cheaper and easier if you can already use ready-made existing structures, and all you have to do is tie strings or note them, than having to actually construct, you know, new poles. Save a lot of money for the community. So does it work or not? So the basic, again, this is extremely complex. Maybe we'll do 1 or 2, 3 weeks about this. I don't know if I fully understand it myself, but I'll give you the best of what I understand. Is to make a Tzuris HaPesach, which is what you need to do, is you need to create something which is basically one pole on one side, one vertical pole on one side, another vertical pole on the other side, and one horizontal cross on top. Now, there are multiple halachos, complex halachos, of how you determine what a Tzuris HaPesach is and when it's done. Simply put, you can use a Tzuris HaPesach around the whole neighborhood. Some poskim say, well, you can only use a Tzuris HaPesach if you have two walls and two sides of the neighborhood and you're just using the other two sides, you're just using a Tzuris HaPesach. That would, you know, be very problematic in many communities, such as ours, when there are no two barriers, you know, two regular walls on two sides. But fortunately, we paskin, and for most poskim paskin, that you can use a Tzuris HaPesach around the whole neighborhood. So fine. So we're good with that. Now the question is, how do you construct this Tzuris HaPesach? So Shulchan Aruch says, like we just said, you have two vertical and one on top. However, what are you trying to do with such a structure? So many poskim, including there's a famous Chaim on this, which says that the Tzuris HaPesach is basically a door. You're recreating a door area. So in other words, by putting two vertical and one horizontal, you're creating a door post, and therefore that Tzuris HaPesach is like an open door, which obviously is a good mechitza, because you're allowed to have walls with doors in the wall. So even though it's open door, still that doesn't break the wall, and therefore this open door area works as a mechitza. Fine. So now the question is, what about this halacha? And this is what we're going to deal with today with the light posts. So there is a halacha which says the top piece, now that's called the korah. The two on the vertical are called the lechis, and the one on top is called the korah. So when I refer to the korah, we're referring to the horizontal piece on top. Now that horizontal piece, says Shulchan Aruch, has to be like this. It has to be the imchiber hakona elyon v'shnei hakonim. There is a halacha that korah has to be on top of the two lechis. Let's say you have a lechi which goes up, let's say, 20 feet, yeah, all the way up. You have two vertical poles go up 20 feet, but you run the wire 12 feet up from the bottom. So in other words, the wire is not on top of the two lechis, it's halfway, it's nailed in to the side. So in other words, you have two vertical, you know, posts, and on top, but instead of on top, you put it midway through, you run a string or run something around the side. That is no good. That is called a Tzuris HaPesach min hatzad. That is what Shulchan Aruch says. Now, so you can assume that the vertical part ends where it hits the horizontal part. So practically, that's not true. They even want to say, even if there's lavud, even if it's within 3 tefachim, let's say, it still doesn't work, because lavud doesn't create a mitzias. It makes something, you know, within halachically close to each other, but it doesn't create something. That's just a lie. It's just not true. It's not on top. And what's the reason for this halacha min hatzad? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because in your doorway, you don't have, you know, a line going horizontally across the middle of the door. The door
sometimes you have a transom in there.
Maybe. But the most simple door is you have two sides and you have one on top. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that would be no good. So now we need to apply this. So how do you fix it up? So let's say you have a lot of wires around the whole town, which is going through the middle of the of the vertical, you know, lechis. So how are you going to fix it up? Con Ed already set it all up for you. All you need to do is figure out how to get the wire on top instead of two-thirds from the top. So what do? So says the Mishnah Berurah, well, there's an Eitzah. You don't have to go knock the whole thing down. It's very, very simple. What you need to do is you need to put some item next. Well, the lechi is already there. The lechi is already created because the lechi is the vertical, you know, light post. But the problem is that it can't be the lechi because the horizontal string is going in the middle of it. So what you got to do is you need to put another beam next to it. So in other words, here is my lechi, right? I've got a lechi right here, and I've got the string going through the middle. So it's messed up because it's supposed to be on top. So what do? So what you basically do is you put another vertical pole next it. So this way, even though the string is going through the middle of this lechi, it's going on top of the lechi next it. So that's why if you walk around the neighborhood, you drive around the neighborhood, you'll often see a perfectly normal vertical thing. So why do you need the piece of wood next it? You have a vertical pole. So what's the reason? Because most likely the string is going through the middle. And now it makes more sense why you do it. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Bechafer writes in his book, it's very easy because you have no authority issues and there's no, the government doesn't mess you up. So he says a lot of times you see barrels right next to it. So you just put a barrel, you know, next to it, and a barrel constitutes the next lechi. So what do they do in America? So what's one way to do it? It's either you could build, you know, some wooden slat there, but again, that often is expensive and time consuming and not always agreed upon by authorities. But what he suggests, what some posts can bring down is you put a reflector or you put some attachment to the light bulb. So in other words, here's your vertical pole, right? If you paint a thick coat of paint or put like some sticker, I don't know if the reflector is the right English word, but it's like something which juts out of the pole, so then that is like you just put a wood stick next to it, you just put a sticky on it. Now if that sticky has to be tough enough that it could be, that it could hold, you know, it could hold something on top of it because that's the shear, but that's a way that you could also obviate the need to actually put a wood pole right next to it. You just have to stick something very tough to the vertical pole going down. Now, two nafkaminas, and then we'll end with this because these are tough stuff. But this is how to build it. You know, everything up until now is easy because, okay, you could hack 600,000, not 610. Now, practically, you got to actually build an Eruv. So, fine. So, you're allowed to build Eruv. How do you build it? So, now the second question is I don't know how good of a driver you are, but often, you know, definitely in my first years of driving, I've definitely hit a lot of light bulbs in my life, right? You're backed into it, you know, scratch up the car. So, not all light bulbs go directly straight up, because there are a lot of schmazels like me who have hit light bulbs in their past, and the light bulb now may be tilted a little bit, or Con Ed is not so... Right, exactly, the vertical pole, right, may be tilted a little bit. So let's assume you've got everything else covered. Con Ed did it right, they strung the string all the way on top. So you have no problems of what we just said, it's not minatzad, because it's going on the top. But the light bulb is tilted. Okay, the vertical lechi, instead of going straight up, is tilted a little bit. So if you think about it then, the halacha views the light bulb as, or the vertical pole is always going straight up. So if it's supposed to be going straight up, but instead it's tilting a little bit, and now you have running a string from here, technically it's considered coming from the side. Because if it's at an angle, right, you have your lechi at an angle like this, so instead of, we view halacha views it as starting from the bottom and going straight up. But here, practically, it's going to the side. So is that also considered coming min hatzad, coming from the side? Because the lechi is supposed to be like this, but instead it's coming at an angle, you know, branching out, like, you know, whatever. So that's the question. Does it have to be straight or not? So fortunately, the Sefer... So three shitas. Laws of the Erev, I saw it brought down. This is a new Sefer by Rabbi Francis and Rabbi Glenner. They bring three shitas. A lot of these are Mipia Shmua. It's hard to find it in Shulchan Aruch because this halacha doesn't really exist in Shulchan Aruch. Says Rabbi Yashav and as well the Grach, they said no, it needs to be straight up. Any deviation, if it Even if it goes a little bit, you really have to come to a compass.
The percentage of the slope?
Zero, according to them. According to the graph.
Perfect for prediction.
Exactly. And according to that, you really need to take like a plumb line and like start like really measuring it. And Rabbi Bechaf writes that, you know, that's what they do, but you often get lazy. And that's why a lot of these Eruvim are relying on kulas. Because according to their sheet, then it makes sense. Because a doorpost, you tell a construction guy, yeah, my doorpost is leaning a little bit. You know, it's not good construction. If it's supposed to replicate a doorpost, so a doorpost is supposed to be straight. So we'll get to what if it bends a little bit in a second. Good. Rav Moshe Shita number two. Rav Moshe said it's allowed to go three tefachim. So they're already okay. Bendy, only one or two cars that hit it. You know, it starts tilting a little bit. Three tefachim is, I don't know how much. Three tefachim is this much. So, you know, it's most of them don't bend that much. You know, it's not. Partly love would partly based on Tela Mislaket, a whole other din of how you determine slopes in Erevin. Third sheet is Ryan Cutler, apparently was shown an Erev that Rabbi Ruderman had made, and apparently Ryan Cutler said in Yiddish, I'm not going to repeat the Yiddish, but he quotes in the footnote here, is that apparently that you don't need, he's never heard of such a din, that a lechi needs to be straight up. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this requirement of lechi to be straight up. I guess so, yeah, but I mean, it's ideal doorpost is normally it goes straight up within reason. The Chaznish has another separate chiddush on how you could apply this, because he says, even if it's going slanted like this, right? So he says, you don't have to, this is what you were saying before. Maybe if you view the vertical, by here, look, like this. Let's say it's going like this. So really, you just view it as partly vertical, and then the part that starts bending off could be part of the korah on top. Who says, right, if it's supposed to be going straight up like this, and really it bends on top. So who says the bending on top is part of the lechi going up? Maybe the part of the bending on top, even though it's the same material as the lechi, already constitutes the part which is going across. And if it's the part going across, that's a chiddush the Chaznish suggests, which he doesn't rely on.
You should put the string where it starts to slope.
Right, yeah, but remember, it has to be on top as well. So you have to give issues. If it's not on top... Yeah, so
how could it be a korah and simultaneously be... Yeah,
well, you view it, it's technically part of the lechi, but even the Chaznish is chiddush, you view it as a korah, because when it starts to bend, you say, oh, that part that's starting to bend is really the horizontal. It's a chiddush and Chaznish, he doesn't even rely upon it, Lamais himself. Final issue is the fight with the Machoka Shal Torah between Rav Obelm and Rav Mieder Rav. So I have another point about this. So the second issue that the Mieder Rav told Rav Obelm why the Kew Gardens Erev was no good was because he says our light bulbs. So here's the issue, our lampposts. What's the issue with the lampposts? How does a lamppost look? The best way I could think of it to describe it without showing you a picture is it's like a lowercase r, right? You're with me on that? You draw an r, you draw one line down, right? One line up, and then it goes out, right? So the r, the part that goes horizontal, is not the top part, right? It's the straight up part of the r, which is really the top. So when we string our Erev according to this Mieder Rav, when this Erev of Kugarnos was created in the 1970s, it was strung to the top part of the R, not the part that goes out like that. Okay, so says the Mieder Rav, what's the top? How do you determine the top of this light post? What's the main part of the light post? The light. So he says, that's viewed as the top. So picture it like this. You have your R like that. The lamppost, even though it's physically lower, that's considered the top. The light bulb is the top. But you're putting the Erev on the part that goes up. So that's technically the side of the lamppost. You're with me on that? Meaning here, it goes up like this, an R, so here's the light bulb, but you're putting the Erev, the korah on top of the top part. But if this is considered the top, because this is the light, so then technically that it's a branch coming out where you're putting the string on top, the korah. Says the Mieder Rav. Very good. So says the Mieder Rav, he says, no good. Comes along Rav Obelm and says, no, it is good. And Rav Obelm says it's a kosher Erev, and for a couple of reasons, many of them extremely technical, but the one line sum up of it is one answer he said is because look at trees, we do it all the time. You put a lechi right next to a tree, the tree has a lot of branches that go to the side, those are not problematic. Partly the reason why those are not problematic is reason number two is because we view those branches as kamisha eno, as they're not there. That's an extra part which is added on to the light bulb. I don't know if the light bulb, how they're built, if they're actually, are they one piece or are they two piece? New draw, the one of those, the light bulb, is it attached, is it welded in, or is it? So I don't know, so I'm not sure. So that may be a nafka mina, because if you view it as like a separate entity.
If we're strapping on a lechi, what difference does it make?
Oh, you're right. But then you have to strap on a lechi. Maskin. You have to then put.
On Jewel Avenue,
yeah.
There are these big fences.
Yeah.
And you can see wooden lechi.
But that's a chumrah. It doesn't sound like.
The poles too. If you go up Jewel Avenue.
Correct. But it sounds like in the 70s, we didn't have those extra poles, and we were just relying on the light bulbs itself, according to the meter of. That's a problem, because. It may not send up for sure. We have to find out the history. Homework is we have to find out when did they add. No, but when did they add those slats? We have to ask them, when did they add the slats? Were the slats added afterwards? Because according to this, Rav Obam, it sounds like if the string was from the top of the light bulb. I didn't yet. But this light bulb would be enough by itself.